At his home in the Tal al-Sultan neighborhood in Rafah City, south of Gaza Strip, Hazim al-Zumar, along with four other fellow artists, turned debris of destroyed homes in the territory into artistic pieces and paintings. Since January of this year, the group has called their work Memories. At 26 years old, Hazim, a graduate of fine arts, is the team leader and initiator of the idea. He says that he was first inspired by a neighbor of his whose house was hit during the war. He began to draw on some rubble that once served as the room his neighbor's family used to gather in before the home was hit.
I asked myself, how about all those others whose houses have been destroyed? The idea came to me that those houses are not merely rubble, and that beyond the rubble, there must be memories of the house's inhabitants. Being artists, we wanted to help those people in our own way, so we decided to start the initiative.
The workshop where Hazim and his team members work is filled with many artistic pieces, including arts and crafts and colorful drawings. Ilham Alastal is an artist and colleague of Hazim. She spends a few hours a day at Hazim's home. Ilham explains to RFI one of the pieces.
This is the debris of a window at a local kindergarten in the town of Khuza'a. We managed to turn this piece, along with some other pieces of wood from the same kindergarten, into a window of hope and life. As you can see here, the pieces of wood are glued to the same window.
The five-member team is now being supported by a local NGO, Association of Culture and Free Thought, in Khan Yunis City, south of Gaza Strip. The non-profit association provides the team with raw materials, including acrylic painting colors. Hussam Shahada is the head of the cultural center of the same association. He says that the cultural scene in Gaza as a whole requires better attention.
Actually, there needs to be a national, clear-cut strategic plan for fine arts in Gaza, and that youth should be engaged in that plan's making. Also, such a plan should take into account two main dimensions, an internal and external. Unfortunately, current internal political division would reflect negatively on the artistic performance in terms of unity of message to external audiences.
The Gaza-based Works and Construction Ministry estimates that about 18,000 houses need complete reconstruction. Last October, international donors pledged a total of $5.4 billion to rebuild the tiny coastal territory. Yet, no widespread reconstruction process has begun, and rubble remains scattered around. Rami Al-Maghari for RFI in Gaza.